Vegas Golden Podcast Year 2. We are back with a vengeance. I'm Case Kiefer, joined by Justin Emerson, and we're going to have our normal weekly show once the season gets started, but it is training camp time officially later this week, and we had a little special series to get that underway. This is going to be a player a day. We're hoping to go through the entire Golden Knights roster leading up to opening night against the Sharks. I'm mostly here for moral support and maybe to troll Justin into some bad takes, but Justin is our expert, so Justin, I hope you have the pipes nice and ready to take us all through the Golden Knights roster.
I am ready to go. Yeah, I really like this idea. We're going to do probably 10 to 15 minutes on every player once a day, starting today and going every weekday until we're going to finish on October 1st, right before the October 2nd season finale. So I'm excited to do this, get back to talking hockey. We are close to the start of the season, my friend.
Yeah, you hit some important points that I missed in my excitement all weekdays, so make sure you check that out. And yeah, 15 minutes max, so hopefully if you're a big Golden Knights fan, you can make it part of your routine, more or less, and listen every day. And of course, where else would we start? I think everyone could guess this. I think most conversations about the Golden Knights ever since the entry, not the entry draft. What's the word I'm looking
expansion
for?
God,
I'm so out of hockey right now.
It's
the expansion draft. Ever since then, it's been Marc-Andre Fleury is where conversations start. And I think that's where we need to start again. So Marc-Andre Fleury this year, he's starting the A Player A Day series. What do you think?
I think he's a pretty good goalie, Case. He's the workhorse goalie for the Golden Knights. He has been for 2 years now. I mean, when he's not hurt, he doesn't take many days off. And I think that's kind of going to be the key, is this is a goalie that's going to be turning 35 pretty quickly into the season. And he's starting a new 3-year extension this year. So it'll just kind of see how durable he can be going to the season. And hopefully for Golden Knights fans, deep into the summer.
Yeah, I think you hit it. Entering his year 35 season, I think this is what his 16th season in the NHL. Pretty crazy to think. Because of that, I might break from a lot of Golden Knights fans. I feel like if we narrow down the most important players on the Golden Knights and our level of concern about them, I feel like the last couple of years, Marc-Andre Fleury would be like last. You're like, oh, this guy's going to be great. We can trust him. I just get a little worried when I see guys creeping up on that, kind of age threshold. This is typically where you could see some drop off. I know we haven't really seen many signs of that. He's had two of his better years in Vegas, especially the first year. But am I wrong? I'm being just a little bit worried, and you're locked up to the guy that had a pretty nice deal for him for the next 3 years. If I'm a Golden Knights fan, I just have a little bit of concern about Marc-Andre Fleury.
Well, I think that if you were to ask anybody, your question would be, if one Golden Knight were to get hurt, who would you least want it to be? I think you can come back from a lot of different injuries. Like, you obviously don't want Mark Stone to get hurt. You don't want William Karlsson to get hurt. But those are manageable because of the depth at the position. Right now, if Fleury gets hurt, I think the Golden Knights are in a lot of trouble. I mean, I don't think it's that hot of a take to say that they're not a true Stanley Cup contender without Fleury. But, you know, they're probably good enough to make the playoffs without him. But maybe. Fleury's obviously going to be very important for the team. And he's an aging goaltender who's had his injury problems, not just with the Golden Knights, but throughout his career. He's missed some time quite a bit.
Yeah, and we saw some of those injury problems more in year one. He missed quite a bit of time, ended up playing 46 games, which I think is probably a little bit lower than you would have expected. Then last year, it swung the opposite, of course. Golden Knights had that rough start. They needed him to play a lot. He played 61 games, which didn't it wind up the most in the NHL?
I believe, right up there at least.
I think the conventional wisdom would be somewhere in the middle this year, but I know that's going to be a big topic once the veterans report to training camp here in 10 days or so. Where do you see his workload falling?
The 61 games, by the way, is tied for fifth. I didn't realize that too many. Martin Jones started more games than Marc-Andre Fleury did. There's a fun little fact, but I'm sorry. On the workload, I think they, like you said, kind of like it to be somewhere in the middle. I think you'd kind of want him in that 50 to 55 games range, but as we saw last year when they got off to a slow start, they kind of needed to lean on him a little bit. So I think they'd maybe like to reduce his workload a little bit. I think maybe the trade to bring Garrett Sparks in as a backup might be able to help ease Malcolm Subban, get some pressure off of him in kind of a backup role. That way, if Subban gets hurt or if Fleury does need to go to the IR, you can have Subban and Sparks on the roster together, a little bit more experience in the goalie room.
Yeah, it is nice to have that security, but still, I'm with you. It's a big drop off from starter to either of those guys, maybe bigger than anywhere on the roster. And I mean, it should almost go without saying how just integral Marc-Andre Fleury is to the whole thing's success.
Yeah, definitely. And I think you could, in fairness, you could say that about a lot of teams in the league, that if they lose their goalie, then they're in a lot of trouble. But, you know, Malcolm Subban played well when Fleury was hurt. He wasn't exactly blowing the door off, but maybe they look at that and they see, okay, maybe we would be all right. And we saw what happened, that they were pulling people out of the crowd in the first season to play goalie and they were still winning games. So, I mean, they do have a system that drives possession really well. Defense is strong. It kind of keeps the high danger chances away from goalies. They don't face a whole lot of shots every night. I think Malcolm Subban had a 19 save shutout against Winnipeg of all teams last year. So they're in a good set in that regard, but yeah, you don't want to lose. You don't want to lose Fleury for an extended period of time. So how they manage that workload is going to be one of the storylines of the season.
Also, not that I've been around, you know, a whole lot of hockey teams. I assume it is this way for a lot of people, but I think it's to even a different standard with the Golden Knights. This guy, beyond just the ice, I think is so revered and is such a big part of the team. I mean, I've just never, no team I've ever been around do people speak as highly about a teammate or kind of leader of their team than Marc-Andre Fleury. And I know it's part of the goalie thing, but the guy is just like totally exempt from any criticism, even when he has a bad game or something. And I know that's another hockey thing that sometimes annoys me, but you know, he really does seem like, I can't even think of the word. I mean, the godfather of the whole thing.
Yeah, he is kind of deified in Las Vegas, isn't he? Yeah, no, you're right. That's part of how the fact that he was here from the beginning, how the reports had came out even when he was with Pittsburgh, that he was willing to move, waive his no move clause to come to Vegas, that he wanted to be here, that he is, you know, the nicest human being on the planet. You talk to him once and that's pretty easy. But as far as the exempt from criticism, I guess that'll be fun to see when we get into the prediction part of this podcast. When we talk about this season.
Great prankster too, right?
Oh yeah.
Any predictions for pranks this year? Who's he gonna be? Who's he gonna be on?
I just love seeing him drop the gloves with Marchessault during a practice last year. That was one of the best pack of the. That was one of the best things of the year. I don't know. Maybe he gets one of the new rookies that comes up. That would be fun.
Yeah, odds. I wasn't even at that practice, but odds on favorite. I think him and Marchessault have. I think it's just those personalities to go at each other a little bit.
They can yell at each other in French, and only a few guys on the team understand them. So it's a bond that they've got. It's fun.
Ooh, the language, the language angle. I didn't think about that. Who else do you think speaks French?
Speaks French for sure. Belmar did. He's obviously not on the team anymore. Stastny might, I don't know, he was born in Quebec City. I'm not
he's got to at least be familiar then.
Yeah, I'm not 100% sure that I know Carrier does for sure. So there's only, you know, a handful of guys on the team that speak French. Maybe I should speak French. Maybe I should learn French.
Yeah, that would be good. Yeah. It's gonna be kind of an undertaking though.
Maxime Lagasse probably spoke French.
Yeah, I'm certainly about that. Some of Marc-Andre Fleury's bigger stats last year, things that of course everyone's going to keep an eye on. He had a 913 save percentage, 2.67 GAA.
Both fairly middle of the pack.
Right. Both regressed a little bit from the season before, but like I said earlier, I mean, the season before everything was kind of a career year, and he also had played a few, a little bit of a shorter workload. Where do we see it this year? I mean, you don't want it to rise much more or else then you're in the, you know, the mediocre pack, which I think would be a big detriment to Vegas. But if he can stay consistent there, I think they have enough around him to where they're going to be one of the best teams in the NHL like we expect.
Yeah, in the first year he was a 927 goalie. He has literally never been that in his career. That's the highest save percentage of his career. So I think coming down a little bit was to be expected. And I think part of that has to do with the volume too. He did, like we had mentioned, only played 46 games. So he was more fresh down the stretch and into the playoffs. This year, 913, kind of where he is as a goalie. Last year, 913, his career, 913. So he is, I think last year was more of what you can expect out of Fleury going forward. I don't necessarily expect him to get better at this point in his career, though he did 2 years ago. He was 32 and came to Vegas and was spectacular. So, you know, if you're looking in that 913 is his career, that's what he was last year. If he can get into the higher teens, you know, get into that kind of that top 10, top 12, 13 kind of goalie in the league range, I think that'd be an ideal situation, but I don't think you can expect him to, you know, be a 927 goalie again.
Absolutely. So I would say You don't sound too concerned at all. I'm like yellow risk level just because the 35 years old. I know Marc-Andre Fleury is not a typical player. I mean, he's been so productive ever since he's been so young, and he does a lot of things well, and I'm by no means a goalie expert, but I just that number, no matter what sport it is, gives me just a little bit of pause. I think you're a little bit more on the high side than me.
I think that he's just kind of, if he's healthy, he's shown a level of consistency that I think he deserves the benefit of the doubt that he's going to be good. I don't necessarily think he's going to be great. I don't think that he's going to be a Vezina finalist. But I mean, you look at it, even last year, you look at some of those numbers that we'd said, goals against and save percentage are kind of the easy ones. He was fine. Wins and shutouts, he was great, but those aren't, you know, great indicators. He was kind of in that regard. It's like, you know, kind of being a volume shooter in the NBA, just getting a lot of points. But you look at some of the advanced stats and they don't speak too highly of the Vegas goalie. He was 44th in the league last year in goals saved above average by Corsica, -2.24. So a little bit below average. He was below his expected save percentage numbers. And that's it. So I think that some of the numbers are good because Vegas is good, because they are driving the puck at the other side of the net, the other side of the rink, and keeping it away from his net. So he's able to, you know, make those easy saves. His high danger save percentage was, well, let me find it really quick, was, you know, not great.
It's certainly not near the top of the league.
Yeah. So, I mean, he's good. He's not great. I don't think it's, you know, expecting him to compete for a Vezina is realistic, but if he can be kind of a middle third goalie in the league, maybe even nearing that top 10, you'll take it on a team that's very good outside of him. And all right, outside of him, very good with him, like besides him is very good still.
Yeah, I think that pretty much sums it up nicely, and I can't really disagree with anything you said. We're going to try to wrap all of these up with kind of a prop bet or a little bit of a projection. For all the big players, the Westgate Las Vegas Superbook has posted props on them, including Marc-Andre Fleury. We have his regular seasons.
Which, by the way, I have not seen. Case has seen these. He's throwing these at me right now.
I did only see them probably about 30 minutes ago for the first time that I actually looked at them. So I have a little bit of a first reaction, but Justin has a completely genuine first reaction. So you just want to hear the number?
Yeah.
Okay, regular season wins for Marc-Andre Fleury. Over under 31.5.
31.5. 31.5. What did he have last year? He had 35 last year. I think that
in 61 games.
They would like to limit his workload. I don't necessarily 31.5. He had a strong, I'm gonna go with under. I think even with 61 games is a lot last year, and he was winning a lot of games. I think he's probably in the high 20s range, and that's just because I think that they are going to try to limit his games played a little bit more.
Not a bad way to go. Under was my first reaction to, but I think it's a really tight line. And honestly, we might sound negative, or I might sound negative as we keep doing these, but I feel like a lot of these might be a little inflated just because we're in Vegas and people are going to be wanting to bet the over. So I'm going to go under as well. Both Justin and I under 31.5 wins, but I think he's going to be right around there. And speaking of the next players, like I said, we're going to post one every weekday, and which will bring us to the first line tomorrow we're going to dive into. It will be William Karlsson, the new contract in hand, going to be in Vegas long term. We'll talk about William Karlsson tomorrow. Any final thoughts on Marc-Andre Fleury, Justin?
I am looking forward to seeing him as always. There's going to be one game this year that he kind of reminds us why he's, at least one game, why he's a Hall of Fame goalie. He's going to stand on his head. And when he has those games, there is very few things more fun in hockey to watch.
All right, well, check Marc-Andre Fleury off the list. A player a day here on Vegas Golden Podcast. First one through.